do these pants look all right? Sometimes I put them on and I'm thinking I look all balls.
Yeah, you do. Hey, what's up? It's DeHuff. It's another episode of DeHuff Uncensored. Thanks to Ryan Reynolds for joining the program. I'll be only a few moments, maybe 3 seconds. That's fine. It's fine. I'll tell you more about that soundbite here in a second. But real quick, thanks so much for joining the show. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And today's show is presented to you by the great people over at Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. And of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. So when the game's over, head on over to their online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head on over to betonline.ag today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. You're welcome. I'll take credit for that. Also, betonline.ag. Bet Online, the game starts here. And I got to talk to you about this real quick.
Do these pants look all right? Sometimes I put them on and I'm thinking I look all balls.
If you don't know, maybe you do. That's one of the inspirations for when I did Cowboy DeHuff. I had just watched that episode with Family Guy. I was still running in my head. And also, because Cowboy DeHuff, the character that I created on 104.3 The Fan with Joel Klatt of Fox Sports and Mike Evans of 104.3 The Fan, they were doing a show together. I was their producer. And Mike Evans whispered in my ear during the segment. It was like right at 6 o'clock in the morning. He said, get ready to do a cowboy voice. I had no idea what I was going to say. And the idea was Joel Klatt was working for Root Sports at the time, I believe it was, or AT&T Network, whatever, covering the Rockies. And he had to go up to Cheyenne Frontier Days, and they're going to do a spoof on that. And he had to figure out what kind of clothes he needed to wear. Well, Mike Evans, being a genius, said, hey, DeHuff, get ready to do a cowboy voice. And I'm like, okay. So I'm running. I have the Ryan Reynolds line going through my head, and I'm also wearing these jeans that my wife had bought me that were, ironically enough, super tight in the junk, and it was really uncomfortable. So that's where Cowboy DeHuff's all balls came from. So literally, when Mike Evans says to me at some point in the first segment of that show, he goes, hey, Cowboy, so how will Joel know if he got the right outfit to head up to Cheyenne Frontier Days? And I said, well, Joe, if you can look at yourself in the mirror and go, my God, I am all balls in these jeans, then hell, you did it right. Something like that, right? Then we cracked up, and then we did a three-hour show on balls. It was fun, but just so you know, it was the jeans that my wife bought me that were just made for a petite man's growing. And then also this line from Family Guy.
Do these pants look all right? Sometimes I put them on and I'm thinking I look all balls.
And they were. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, brilliance sometimes, genius sometimes comes from shooting from the hip, and that's what happened. Hey, you know what we need to do right now? Let's do it. Speaking of shooting from the hip, let's jump into the headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
Hold on. Sorry. Just 1 second. Forgot I stuffed some socks down my pants. I'll tell you about it later, okay? Boy. Anyway, don't judge me. A Florida priest bit a woman. If you just said a priest bit a woman, you'd be like, oh my God, that's shocking. But then when you add Florida to that, you're like, okay, it's Florida. Classic Florida. What are those rascals up to now? So there's a lot of information going on this. in regards to this. And forgive me, I am not Catholic, so I hope I pronounce certain things correctly, okay? The woman attended the 10 a.m. service at St. Thomas, whatever, church in St. Cloud on Sunday and tried to take communion. The diocese said in regards to the story. God, I'm butchering it already. Classic. The butcher's at it again. Oh, darn. She had a brief discussion with the Reverend Fidel Rodriguez, who told her she hadn't taken the proper steps to secure communion and sent her away with a blessing. That's according to the diocese. God, I need to just not say the diocese because that it just doesn't look right. Does not look right. The woman returned for a service 2 hours later and again tried to take the communion. And then when Rodriguez asked her whether she had performed the, you know, what she needed to do to be able to take communion by the Catholic Church, she said, it's none of your business. That's what she said. It's quoted being said, at that point, the woman forcefully placed her hand on the vessel and grabbed some sacred communion hosts, crushing them. And then she, I shouldn't laugh. The Reverend, who had only one free hand, struggled with the woman as she refused to let go of the host. The church said the woman then pushed Rodriguez, who then bit her hand so she would let go of the host she grabbed. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Then she was immediately asked to leave. The woman told police that Rodriguez tried to ram the wafer into her mouth after he became upset with her for not having completed the necessary steps to take communion. Oh my God. Would you not have? I know it's in a sacred place, but I would have loved to have seen this. And then to have somebody doing play-by-play? Holy crap, that would be hilarious. All right, the woman is going up now for communion. Don't forget, she needs to consume the body of Christ in the form of wafers and then drink the blood of Christ. Oh, that sounds disgusting. But hey, if you believe, it's beautiful. Oh, what's going on? Oh, there's some pushing and shoving. Words are being tossed around, Todd. Oh, my God, what is going on? Oh, you shouldn't be using the Lord's name in vain, Todd. Oh, here we go. Oh, Rodriguez is shoving down the body of Christ into her mouth. And then, oh, she's grabbing it. She has the goblet in her hand. Oh, and then Rodriguez comes around and he bites her. He bites her. And then he kicks her out of the church. Wow, folks. That's fantastic. Oh, just another crazy day here at Florida Cathedral. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the amount of spit that just came out of my mouth trying to do that. Oh, my goodness. That would be crazy. Rodriguez told police that she attacked him first. So he's admitting that he bit her. But it's just, like, you know, it's just craziness. I don't know what the history is of this lady. Maybe she does have some sort of mental issues. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe he was being a dick and she didn't follow procedure to his liking. And then he got all pissy about it. And next thing you know, he's biting her and he's trying to shove the wafers in her mouth or whatever. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. It is the body of Christ, right? That's what that's symbolizing. And then you drink the wine or you drink the whatever, cranberry juice. And that's supposed to symbolize the blood of Christ, right? Something like that. You Catholics out there, if I haven't offended you too much, please let me know. DeHuffPodcast@gmail.com. And again, I'm not trying to be a jerk about it. I'm just giving my side of it. It would be fascinating. Very disrespectful to have a throwdown in a church of any kind. But would be fun to watch. It would. You know, you'd come home from service And then if anybody decided they didn't want to go that day for one reason or another, be like, boy, you missed a great day at the church. Well, what was so different? Well, somebody got bit. Oh, dang. Fill me in. Well, there we were. That's crazy. Crazy. Nothing like that happened when I went to church, especially when I was a kid. It was boring as snot. Listen, I'm an open book. I don't attend church, okay? I don't. I did for a long time. I did. I'd be fearful now because I get, especially when you hear the same thing over and over again, I'd probably fall asleep, and I'd be the guy that starts snoring in the back. Not to be disrespectful, just because I can't handle it. I can't handle it. I did that once in school, and it was horrible. I felt so bad, so bad. I'll tell you about that another time. it was bad, bad. Speaking of bad, but you know what? Not really. Nicki Minaj was detained in the Netherlands for quote-unquote soft drug possession, according to local police. What it was a small amount of weed. Basically, what she ended up coming out saying is she had pre-rolls. You know, just pre-rolled joints. That's it. But while I think it's silly that she got arrested, it's one of those things where if you're traveling, know the rules of where you're going. And it's probably a great idea not to bring drugs of any kind unless it's prescribed, right? So while I think it's silly that she got detained and, you know, it's people puts a black mark on her name, like something for people to judge her by, right? It's silly. She shouldn't get in trouble for that type of stuff. But that being said, be smart enough to go, you know what? Just leave it at home. Just don't. Don't bring shit. That it's like that Brittany Griner, who she was traveling with the team and she got detained in Russia and then she got arrested. Yeah, I don't agree with you getting arrested. But that being said, know the fucking rules and don't play victim. Okay? Don't do that. Right? Right. Just buy it there. That's all I'm saying. Just buy it there, whatever. This is wild. Let me know where you fit in on this. According to a new study of American etiquette and combing through recordings of 1,000 different people interacting with loved ones, colleagues, and others, researchers at UCLA found that just 7% of us are still using polite phrases like please. Men and women use please about the same amount of time, around 6 to 7%. Children, the study found, only said it about 10% of the time when asking for something. And while adults use the word 8% of the time when talking to children, they only said it 6% of the time when conversing with adults. And then half of that time when people use please, it's in order to manipulate someone into giving them something in return of great value. I'm only saying please because you said no several times and I really want a goddamn Xbox. Right? Oh, that's sad. I think that's sad. I still get on my kids for saying please and thank you with us. But that being said, when I've observed them in the wild, they say please and thank you very well. It's just at home, they just don't want to use it. They're like, oh gosh, can I get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? What do you say? What's the magic word? Please, Dad, stop saying that. Oh, what do you say? Please, Dad. I said, I want the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And then stop saying that. I'm confused. Say it again. Say it again. Dad, you're embarrassing me. My kids get embarrassed by me a lot. which is shocking. It is shocking. I'll be somewhere. I don't know if you guys do this. They could be like, this chair is really comfy. And then I'll be like, this chair is comfy. Ba-ba-ba. I just make everything into a song. Dad, stop it. You're embarrassing me. I'm like, literally, nobody else is around. I'll do that at home and in public, but mostly at home. I don't want to be a total dick when I'm out in public with them. But it is fun. I got to be honest. Hey, real quick. Another planet was discovered that may support human life. And it's not that far away, according to scientists. But what's interesting is the average temperature on the planet is 107 degrees Fahrenheit, which on average is 50 degrees more than the average on planet Earth. So what that means is if there's intelligent life on that planet and somehow they make their way to planet Earth, they're going to have major THO all the time. Am I right? Am I right, everybody?
Right, as always.
That's the only thing I got out of that story. That's the only thing. It's the only thing. You're welcome. I'm dumb. Yeah. You know what's a smart choice is heading over to Sugar Fire in Westminster. Amazing barbecue. I was just talking to Liz, the GM. Yesterday or the day before. Oh man, they're having such a good time hammering out all their catering needs for graduation parties, plus, you know, birthdays, weddings, and office meetings. People are just loving Sugar Fire in Westminster to have, you know, basically hand over the keys to Sugar Fire and let them take care of the food when it comes to your big event. So it's pretty cool. They're just loving it. They're just hammering those out right and left. But one thing she said, she's like, you know, could you talk about the sides? Because, yeah, we got great brisket smoked every single day. They got amazing smoked turkey. They got ribs. They got burgers that will make your head just explode with delight. They have so much good food. But a lot of times the main entrees take, you know, center stage. The sides are freaking amazing. Let me go through some of these real quick. Cheese garlic mashed potatoes with house-made garlic, herb cream cheese. They got brisket chili. Now, she said sometimes it's red chili Colorado with hominy. Is that right? That sounds good. Classic red with chili beans or green with hominy. They got hash brown casserole, cheesy shredded potatoes with peppers, onions, cherry tomatoes, and a variety of our smoked meats. They got cucumber salads with cherry tomatoes and red onion in a red wine dill vinaigrette. That sounds amazing. Broccoli ranch salad with cheddar, bacon, red onion, and cherry tomatoes. They got Brussels and sweet chili, which I've had several times and are amazing. Those are deep fried topped with sweet chili sauce. It's so simple yet so beautiful. They got smash loaded potatoes, deep fried red potatoes topped with cheese sauce, brisket, and sour cream, and so much more. Oh, I'll add this one in too. The Greek slaw, which is cabbage, sun-dried tomatoes, olives, artichokes, Peruvian peppers, carrots, and cherry tomatoes in an oregano vinaigrette. I need to get that next time I go in there. That sounds amazing. There's so much good food over at Sugar Fire in Westminster. It doesn't matter what you get. It's going to be fantastic. Why? Because Liz and Chef Clint, they are chef-driven. They want to make sure your experience is top-notch. You're going to go in there, and you're just going to, whatever you pick, throw a dart at the... Don't throw darts. Actually, don't go in there and throw darts. But just basically close your eyes, have somebody spin you around, and then whatever you're pointing at on the board, boom. It's going to be delicious. It's so good. It's chef-driven barbecue. That's something I can say doesn't happen anywhere else. They know what they're doing. They know what your taste buds desire. It's Sugar Fire in Westminster. It's by far my favorite barbecue joint in the state of Colorado. Family-friendly, perfect for date night. They even do catering. like I said, for graduation parties, weddings, birthdays, or big meetings at the office. Go ahead and check out Sugar Fire in Westminster. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, just east of Huron. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Sugar Fire Westy, or go to their website, sugarfiresmokehouse.com. It's Sugar Fire in Westminster, reinventing barbecue every single day. That sounds so good. All those sides alone just sound so freaking good. You know what's another thing you could do that just get you in a great mood is head on over to Jad's Mile High Smoke. I was talking to Josh over there. He runs the place along with his wife, and they just crush it. It's such a great place. It's the only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. And if you go over there, you can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. They also have pre-rolls and edibles, and they provide all the tools, all the utensils you need to consume it with. They have 7 big screen TVs so you can watch your favorite sporting event or maybe even do a watch party. It's so cool. They got Nintendo Switches available to rent, tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, dominoes, all the cool stuff. And they even have a quarter arcade with pinball machines. They got vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. Jad's is just a great place to go hang out. They're open daily from noon to 10 p.m. Happy hour runs noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. You got to go to Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's just 9 minutes from Coors Field. Open noon to 10, like I was just saying. You got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. Jad's is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to Jad's. This is so weird. Young people, this is the headline. Young people in Toronto are logging into their jobs from a local Chuck E. Cheese to offset days of meetings and memos with pizza and silly arcade games. That's just creepy to me. I'm reading the article and I'm thinking, okay, maybe they're going there and they have kids and they're like, I don't want to pay for daycare. We'll just take them to Chuck E. Cheese. No, that's not the case. It's a bunch of adults that have full-time jobs and they're like, I have the ability to work from anywhere. Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese, a place made for small children, and let's hang out. Now, most of the time, it's not that busy when school's in session. But still, I got to be honest. It, like, especially when my kids were super little, if I would have taken them in there, and this is before they're, you know, in school, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I see even if it's just one dude would be even creepier. But if it's like a, you know, two or three, that's still creepy of adults just sitting there working at Chuck E. Cheese. They're doing their remote work from a Chuck E. Cheese. I got to be honest, Chuck E. Cheese has some decent pizza. Not going to lie. Don't like going there because it's dirty as snot. Every one that I've gone to, okay? I'm just saying, take some time to wipe down everything with sanitary wipes and whatnot. Place is a cesspool of germs. It is the petri dish. It is gross. But am I the only one that thinks that's weird? Because if you have the ability to work from anywhere, is that really where you would pick is Chuck E. Cheese? You're not bringing your children with you. It's just you and maybe some coworkers. Hey, let's go hang out where small children are going to be. Huh? No, not a good idea. I'm just saying one of these people are probably going to be on a list somewhere. And I don't want them around my children. I said it. I shouldn't have said it, but I said it because we're all thinking of it. It seems like this would be a predatory, decision. I know that sounds messed up. And I'm not calling them, you know, creepers, but it is creepy, a creepy thing what they're doing. Okay. Don't judge me. Although I'm judging them. If you're going to go work from anywhere, why would it be Chuck E. Cheese? Go work at Starbucks. Go work from a park. That's better. Work from a gym while you're getting your sweat on. That's a good idea. Although if you're conducting a meeting and you're just breathing heavily, that's just going to be weird. Kyle, are you okay?
Yeah.
Kyle, what the fuck are you doing? Can you turn off your microphone, please? Maybe don't go to a gym. Or if you do, make sure you put everything on silent and don't have your camera on. I just feel like you could. There's a better place you could go. It's just not Chuck E. Cheese. Jeez, take a bath. Although, never mind. That'd be bad, too. Next thing you know, Todd's farting in the tub, giggling like a little schoolboy. I made bubbles. I am so sorry. Well, I offended somebody in this episode, and I'm not even done. A picky traveler says she pays $400 to bring a snack-filled suitcase plus a George Foreman grill while she's on vacation. And she says, quote, "I like my home comforts." She'd be boring as snot to go on vacation with, right? I mean, there's some snacks that are fine to bring with you. I get it. But spending $400 to bring a separate suitcase that's jam-packed with snacks and you're bringing a George Foreman grill with you. I mean, come on. That's part of a good vacation is tasting the local cuisine. I like that. I haven't traveled a ton. But when I've gone to Australia, when I've gone to Hawaii, even when we go to places like in Arizona or when we went up to South Dakota, going through Wyoming and stuff like that, it's just nice to taste what's on the route and not eating the same stuff over and over again. That's just bizarre to me. So bizarre. I mean, people, whatever. She's not hurting anybody on that, but geez. Boring as snot. Try something new. Oh, I do. But I got $400 worth of a suitcase filled with snacks. So I don't miss my TV shows and grill my grilled cheese on my George Foreman grill. I got to make sure I put my Takis in there. That's weird. Weird. Speaking of weird, we've kind of talked about this before, but there's this small Italian town called, I'm going to say it wrong, Venice Beach. It's located halfway up Sardinia's west coast. They're really trying to boost tourism by promoting nude weddings. Maybe we've talked about this before and I just forgot, but would that not make you not... Wouldn't that make you not want to go to a wedding even more? I don't like weddings. We have talked about this, and I apologize, but it popped up again. But either way, that just makes me not want to go to a wedding. Hey, Carol and Steve are getting married. Oh, congratulations. It's a destination wedding. Oh, okay. We're probably not going to go because that's a buttload of money that I don't want to pay for. Yeah. But, you know, where's it at? Well, it's in Venice Beach. Okay. And it looks like, remember how they're nudists? Yeah. Oh, ooh, Steve. Anyway, yeah, they're nudists. Well, this is a nude wedding. Okay, we're definitely not going. We're definitely not going. But if your friends are all nudists, that's going to be the draw. And yes, there's a huge community of nudists out there that, you know, that this is their jam. They'd love that. Because to them, nudity isn't about sex. It's just about embracing your body and just letting it all hang out. I don't have a problem with that. It's just not my thing. I just don't want to be, you know, walking around, you know, like I've said before. Don't want to get sunburned on it. Don't want to. Gosh. Good luck playing with that. Oh, it hurts. Oh, golly. I don't know. Would you ever go to a nude wedding? It's all fun and games till somebody drops the ring. Oh, hold on. Let me go bed down again. Whoa, whoa. The whole crowd's going, oh my God. An Arizona teacher is retiring over frustration of students not putting down phones. She said, quote, addiction worse than drugs. Okay, let me say this real quick and we'll move on. Yes, technology is addicting. But do you know anyone out there that has sucked a cock for screen time?
No. No, I can't say I have.
No. No, you haven't. Hopefully not. That's the only thing I got going for that story. And then finally, a financial dominatrix has revealed how much a man paid her. It was right around $2,500 for a pedicure. But as part of the deal, she had to send her toenail clippings to his home. I'm not mad at her. I'm not mad at her one bit. Not at all. She's making some easy money. What bothers me is the buyer. That's troubling. That guy needs some help. Could you imagine being the significant other for that guy? And then you're like, hey, we're missing $2,500 from the checking account or the savings account, whatever. Where is it? I see that it's like you submitted it to, you know, some lady's name. What's this about? What is it? I don't want to talk about it. Don't want to talk about it. No. Seriously. What's going on? Then you corner him. You break him down and break him down and break him down. And then finally he's like, fine, I did it. I wrote her a check for $2,500 so she could get a pedicure. And then she sent me her toenail clippings. You know, it feels kind of good to get that off my chest. And then immediately the significant other is going to go, you know what? We're done. We're done. Could you stay with somebody after that? You know, we've talked about people that have spent thousands of dollars for bath water. We've talked from some random person. There's that lady that I was talking to. I was supposed to get her on the show, but I never did because I quickly lost interest. She's the one that was selling her lollipops that she would stick up herself, her vagina, calling them vagina pops or something like that. And then she'd sell them to people, which I had, as somebody that used to work in the food industry, I had some big questions on that because that doesn't sound sanitary. Here's something that you can eat that's been up in my body. Doesn't matter where it goes. That's not healthy. Could be in your mouth. Could be up your nose. Could be in your ears. In your B-hole. In your V-hole. Doesn't matter. Not a good idea. But again, I don't have issues with the seller. I have problems with the buyer. What's going through your life that you need that? There's other avenues out there. And if you sit there, you go, man, you're looking at your checking account, you'd be like, man, I've spent a lot of money, you know, entertaining either OnlyFans or whatever. And you're just like, and you look at the number. And if you're like, if you get a lump in your throat for a second and you're just like, that's a lot of money. Maybe that's a time for you to go, let's step back for a second. I need some help, right? If you found out your buddy was spending over $2,000 on toenail clippings and doing God knows what with them, wouldn't you say something? Be like, dude, stop. I don't know what the heck you're doing with them. Don't really want to know. You need some freaking help, man. Oh, my God. I'll give you my toenail clippings for $2,500. Anybody out there want to buy them? No? No? Huh. Weird. Oh, my God. That's sad. That's sad. Mental health is a serious problem out there. All joking aside, if you're somebody that struggles with it or you know somebody that struggles with it, be there for them. And there is help out there for you if you need it. So please go ahead and don't be afraid to ask for help. That's a hard thing in this world that we're in, to ask for help at all levels, all age brackets. We all struggle with it, but just know that there is people, there are resources, there are people out there that can lend a helping hand and help you get through some tough times, okay? Hey, thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast. I truly appreciate it. If you could, please make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Big thanks to Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke, and of course, Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. Have an amazing day. Try not to be a dick today. Okay? Okay? Don't be a dick unless you need to. And you need to get. Sometimes you got to be a dick, though, right? Sometimes you have to. If you find out your friends buy, you know, $2,000 to $3,000 worth of toenail clippings and doing who knows what, probably nothing that you want to know about, sometimes you got to be a dick and be like, dude, stop. Put the money back in your savings account. Every time that you want to go spend something, spend money on some nonsense like that, just put it away. Put it in savings. Next thing you know, you're going to be able to retire early. How'd you retire so early, dude? Well, you know, I gave up my weird porn habit. And yeah, here we are. Anyway, thank you guys so much. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.